Greetings to the congregation. Our lesson is titled, The Spiritual is Open. Do you think your spiritual eyes have been opened? Maybe a believer in the Lord a long time, but the eyes have not been opened. The apostle of Christ have walked with Jesus, listened to Jesus for many years, but when they look at Jesus, they wouldn't recognize him until their eyes were open. Then they recognize Jesus. And when the spiritual eye is open and their life style will change, a person named Thomas Johannes Bach is from Denmark, born in 1965. He was a very rash person, but God had changed his person, and then he became a missionary bringing the gospel to South America, and he became director of Evangelical Mission. And that was because due to a one day when he was walking, he met a boy, gave him a gospel tractlet. Dear sir, in here there is a message for you. And he was troubled, and he received that tractlet. He said, what message? You give me this gospel, the religion. I don't need religion, your religion. Well, this is very rash. But when he saw the kid, he wasn't afraid of him. He had no negative attitude toward him. I will pray for you. And he came into a house nearby. He saw that the kid kneeled down before that house and prayed. It's very special for the person to just give this gospel tract to. And this action when just kneel down and pray in tears has a impact in his life. How God could love to bring a kid to pray for a person like me, and that has made him believe in Christ and dedicate his life to become a missionary to South America. And he went to Columbus for 22 years serving the Lord there and brought many to Christ. This event, a spiritual eye, is the Lord's work of the Lord. And here we have Miss Tham. When she came to the church, maybe before, she has not decided to commit her life. But near Christmas time, pastor here from Oregon came, and she talked to that pastor here as well as through the phone. After that, she came to my house, and in the house that I want to come and pray and accept the Christ. Before she was with the church, tried to share the gospel with her, but the spiritual eye has not been opened until Miss Pastor here to come and open her spiritual eye, and she has returned and accepted Christ. Pastor here has an experience, very special experience, is that is one day when he was working on his garage, and the garage door motor was broken, and he was injured by the falling garage door, and he said, so he asked his wife to take him to emergency. And when so because of this injury, that this hand could not, because all the guts has been torn. It looks like a hand, but it has no action, no, he couldn't control it. And One day the pastor was in the church preparing all the electronics to prepare for worship, and he prayed that may this hand can pick up a microphone, and a miracle happened. His hand can become active again, and that is a miracle that he experienced from there. His life has now strengthened and served the Lord, and when he go out and preach the gospel in the street, and one day he saw a person coming to him and sitting next to him in a restaurant, and he already listened to Pastor Hugh. And he said, take a spoon and say to the pastor, if you can, your God can heal my foot, so that if you can pray to turn my wooden leg into a real leg, then I will believe. And Pastor Hugh said, I will pray. My God has the power to heal you. My God will make your wooden leg into a real leg. And then Pastor Hugh prayed in tears for that many, many hours. But Pastor Walt said, don't pray anymore. I decide to dedicate my life to Christ. I believe in Christ. Why? He said, I don't need your God to turn my good leg into the real leg. I'm not sure who can do it, but I can see your prayer attitude to pray to have a wooden leg become real. That is the reason for me to commit my life. The spiritual eye has been opened. There is something God must do to allow us to recognize it. In our life, many years we come and walk with the Lord, but our spiritual eye has been really open in our life or not. This morning, we turn our hearts toward God, along with those who are worshiping from home, to think about a spiritual eye that is open. Let's pray for guidance. Dear our loving Father, please open our spiritual eyes so that my life, when become your children, we were not only a Christian just to worship on Sunday, to worship here and then returning home, go back to our fleshy in our sinful nature, and that our life could not change. May you have mercy that our faith, when we put in Christ, that the faith can change our way of thinking, our way of life, can change our action, so that all will be from our faith, recognizing our Lord Jesus. May your word teach us the truth and help us to see there are something wrong in our life that we could not recognize it and that we could not correct. May you correct our wrongs. We lift this hour before your hand and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. There are many important things that we have seen about this life. That maybe your life and mine is a life to talk about God, but we don't talk to God. Maybe we've been receiving the word, but not really understanding. Maybe we be next to the Lord, but not in Jesus. May you open our spiritual eyes so that all that will become concrete now. The first point is that talk to God, talk about God, but not talk to God. Your congregation, when Jesus was raised from the dead, the event, the first day of the week, there are two apostles walking on the way to Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. When they were talking, and Jesus appeared to them and walked with them, Jesus asked, what are you discussing? And they said, with a sad face. What causes them to have this kind of sadness? Because the rabbi has been dead, has been nailed to the cross. The rabbi has been buried. All of that event, all their hope in Jesus before has been destroyed because what they have witnessed to Jesus. And we see here, they are explaining this stranger that recognized, they don't recognize that was Jesus. In verse 18, maybe you're the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that had happened there in Caesarea. Everybody in the city knew. How about you? How come you don't know? You must be a stranger. The way of the talking, that they were surprised that this is the only person would not know about the events that happened. There is a Jesus. He has trouble happened to him. We don't have him, and our heart is downcasted. That's the one we were talking about. We talk about that Jesus. They said, Jesus of Nazareth, he was a prophet, powerful in word and deed. They talk about their knowledge about Jesus. He was a prophet full of power from word and deed. In word and deed. He's been nailed on the cross. Their eyes have seen Jesus nailing to the cross. How he suffered. And down, but they saw how they sentenced him to death on the cross. We have been hoping that he will save Israel from the domination of Romans. Their hope is in Jesus, that Jesus will save Israel from the domination of the Romans. So Israel can gain independence, a free country, and that's what we put hope in him. But he'd been nailed to the cross. He died, he was buried. The hope, that hope has crumbled. And then there are the women in ourselves came to the tomb and found an angel who appeared and said, he is there no longer, he is alive. Do you know this is a miracle? This is an event that we could not imagine. And this miracle has been confirmed because some of us have come to the tomb and saw it too. And they could not find the body. Two apostles have talked about the events that they knew about Jesus. There have things they have seen, they have witnessed, and they have heard. There are things that they have learned. They have heard others reported to them. And they talk very boldly. You're the only one who doesn't know what happened. You're the only does not know about Jesus of Nazareth, but we know about all about Jesus of Nazareth. Dear congregation, though they can talk, they can describe all the events in detail. At that time, their face were downcast. They were sad because what they have hope in Jesus, that their waiting did not occur. What they were hoping for. They have a faith in Jesus, but then Jesus has not become what they had hoped. Jesus died. He's nailed on the cross. They were sentenced to death. They were buried, and now he disappeared from the tomb. Who is keeping the body of Christ? Dear congregation, alive only to talk about the Lord, not talk about me. We are, and this is, we are the first person when we talk about, when we learn about grammar, a person talking is the first person. When we talk to someone, and the second person is someone you talk to. But when you talk of a third person, and that the third person is a third person, and that is the grammar that we have learned. These apostles were talking about with Jesus, but they didn't know that was Jesus, so that they talked about this stranger about Jesus, about what they have known about Jesus. If they know this is Jesus they were talking about sitting next to them, would they say these things? If they knew this person is Jesus, would they be pouring out their heart to this person, new congregation? Because we have the third person, a stranger here. This person know nothing about the event, so they pour out their heart to tell about the event, to let him know about all this event. All have certain values or not. When we talk about someone about Jesus, but ourselves have not talked to Jesus, dear congregation. What we have said has no value. Why? Because when we talk about Jesus about some other, is maybe I have read something about Jesus. Maybe I have heard something talk about Jesus on a booklet, or somebody is talking about now. I bring those knowledge, that understanding, so that I'll present it to another person that is only talking about God, about the Lord. That means we talk about that we do not understand completely. Maybe that is a belief in the Bible, a teaching the Bible, but we do not understand, and we continue telling about our knowledge. Talk about God that we do not truly experience, maybe just a simple understanding. I think that if you and I that talk about Jesus, someone, and we are just like talking like the apostle walking on the road to Emmaus. If you and I could not talk to God, this is a dangerous thing. To talk to the Lord means that this is someone we are facing. Talk to the Lord means bring our troubles, bring our heart, bring our sadness to talk to the Lord Jesus. To talk to Jesus means that to find an answer, to find the solution from Jesus for us. If these could recognize this is not a stranger, this is Jesus, this is our rabbi, this is our Jesus, and they would say, they would not say, are you not a stranger here that does not know? Oh, dear Lord, you are my Savior. I'm waiting for you. They wouldn't say Jesus wouldn't, they didn't say prophet. He is the Son of God. The one is worthy of our putting our trust. If they know this is Jesus, he would not say that he'd been sentenced to death on the cross, but they would be thankful you have dedicated yourself on the cross for us. If they recognize Jesus, they would not say, I have been put our faith in Jesus. Oh, dear Jesus, we always put our hope in you. If they recognize this as Jesus, they would not say, there is an angel up here to announce the resurrection. Dear Jesus, you are God, everlasting God. If they recognize this as Jesus, they would not. Some of us have come to the tomb and they say, if you ask where Jesus lives, Jesus is living in my heart. And the way of our life, when that person has been talking to the Lord, is very different with someone who know about the Lord and have been reported of him. And the key verse is in Job chapter 42, verse 5 and 6. And this is from Job. He said, my ears have heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you. Therefore, I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes. Job is someone loved the Lord, been blessed with richness. Someone has a standard moral because he loves his servant, loves the helping the weak, love the children, and afraid that they children will be committed, and he offering the offering to God, an offering. He is a model that Jesus, that the Lord is proud of. But after the test from Satan, and Job went into a suffering stage, and the Lord brought out of that condition, and now he said, before my ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you. Why did Job say this? In the old time, I was a perfect person. When he proud of himself with his friend, maybe he committed sin, so he got all this trouble, and he's punished by God. Why did God would do that? But Job said, I love the Lord. I have a righteous life. I did not commit any sin, not in my heart either. But Job, it was proud with that until when he truly met the Lord. I despised myself. Why? Because the standard of the Lord is so a perfect standard, but the standard is not comparable to the Lord. When he felt proud about his life, he thought that he's above everybody else compared to others. He is one of the perfect ones. When we're faced with the Lord, he could not see himself that way anymore, so that he said, I despise myself and I repent in dust and ashes. Dear congregation, if we only can talk about the Lord, what we heard, what we understand in a very murky way, that we could not bring our trouble to the Lord directly, and forever we will always be in the same way, living in suffering, in sadness, and in desperation. Because what the people talk about Jesus, about present their understanding about Jesus in their fearfulness, the devil that will make us be quiet to talk to Jesus. When we talk about, we will give our troubles to the Lord, the devil will shut us down. So we say, if we could not talk to the Lord, that means we have no relationship, personal, sweet relationship with God forever. We will never talk about Jesus to others. A life of a Christian must talk to Jesus first. First, we have to talk to Jesus. May God help us when we have a relationship with Jesus. Our life is no longer going to be in fear. It's no longer going to be in sadness. Though our life is facing many troubles and struggles, and we know that our Lord is a living Lord. It's, Jesus has been raised from that, and that would change our life. The second point, we listen but not understand. Amos was about 7 miles from Jerusalem. With that distance, a person, when they were walking, can take about 2 hours to travel there. If the road is not straight, it even takes more time. But when we walk that about 2 hours to travel that many miles, when they were talking about with each other, that means they just left Jerusalem and they were talking about the event that has happened in the last few days. And often Jesus appeared and Jesus was talking about them. That means they have not just left Jerusalem, not very far. And from there, Jesus walked with them until the town of Emmaus. But God has been with Jesus for a long time, maybe 5 miles. Or during that time, Jesus has an hour and a half to talk to them. And let's think about this. During an hour like that, or more than that, the scripture says Jesus explained about the scripture to them that they could not recognize this is Jesus. Isn't that strange? Your congregation, this is in the middle of the day. During that, they were walking. It's not at night. Verse 29 told us that. Please stay with us, for it is nearly evening and the day is almost over. And so when they reached the town, it's almost dark. So before that, in the afternoon, they could see, but even so, they could not recognize that person that traveled with them was Jesus. The second strange thing is that Jesus talked to them for a long time. When a person know another person, they would not mistake the voice of that person with someone else. If you and I here close our eyes, and some of us walk outside, and would you know who would read the Bible? Almost 100% we can tell who that person would be. Why? Because the voice that between one is very unique. God created us a very special voice. We can see after 2 years or 3 years old, you are look so different. The face could be different, but the voice is very unique. But the apostle here has been talked to for more than an hour by Jesus, and they did not recognize him. This is a strange thing. The second part is that Jesus opened up the scripture from Moses until the prophet and explained until all have talked about it in Mark. When Jesus was with the apostle, the teaching of the Lord is like with power, not just like the other rabbis. His teaching has power. He taught the one with power, and the way he explained the word has something special that Jesus has power to teach. When teachers teach, it's very special. And now Jesus walked with these two apostles, used the word of God to explain about more than an hour, and yet they could not recognize it. Why? What's the reason for that? Jesus, a rabbi that they knew, that they have walked with Jesus for 3 years. In verse 25, why are you, in verse 25, how foolish you are and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. If we don't understand the word of God, this is the reason we don't have faith in the word of God. And this is something make us to be stranger with God. What we have heard from the God require us to have faith to receive, and then we can understand the word of God. A person just listen to the word of God without focusing on the word, and that listening has no value. All these people have no faith to listen to the teaching of Jesus with the whole hour, and those became useless for their lives listening to the word, so that you and I to do and obey, not just to hear and then walk away. Jesus said, whoever hear my word and do my word is like a wise person build his house on the rock. And if you listen and then forget or not concerned, then Jesus is someone foolish building the house on the sand.
Maybe
that building on the sand of rock has no difference. But there is when that the storm comes, the house built on the rock will be there, but the house built on the sand will be destroyed. When your life and mine listen to the Lord, that we do not obey, we would not be able to understand the word of God. So the word of God said, my word is that someone that we have to focus and do it, then we will be blessed in our way. Jesus explained these from Moses until the prophet and all that related to the prophets about Jesus, prophecy about Jesus. God uses Moses to give the law to the Israel people. So when a person must bring a lamb to the chief priest to kill it so that the sin can be forgiven. And after that, the prophet, he promises for a Messiah so that to save the people of Israel. And when Jesus came to the world, he was that Messiah that was a prophesied. He became an offering. He's the Lamb of God, has been sacrificed on the cross for us. He explained very carefully the scripture, and he concluded that Christ, that one must suffer and can enter into his glory. That is some nothing thing. These two have heard about before. They have been taught by the rabbis before. And that's something Jesus has taught them while he was with them. When he listened and without faith, and their mind become dark. And this happened to us. We can come to the church. We can listen to online. We can listen, but listen with faith. And the fact that we listen is wrong. Jesus has left someone something very special. When we listen to the word of God, he talked to people from Moses, the law of earth, until all the book of the prophets, and then how the Messiah must suffer. Dear congregation, God led us, the truth of God must be throughout the history, or not just one verse. Many explanations of the Lord has been wrong when they use one verse out of context and explain that to according to a person's knowledge. That is not the truth of God. You and I cannot use one verse in the Bible to explain the everlasting portion of ourselves. We could not use a verse to talk about heaven or the Lord. You and I could not use a verse to talk about faith to be saved. We have to use the whole Bible because the whole Bible explains the soul. The whole Bible talks about the everlasting life. The whole Bible explains to us what is heaven, where is hell. The whole Bible will explain how is safe in Christ. So when we only use one or two verses and then explain it according to that person's wisdom, then we would be wrong. I have told me the devil will be use a few facts in the Bible to make a religion out of it, and they walk into that. And so we are still in our darkness. The whole scripture is by the Lord. We have to listen to the word of God from the whole Bible. Here, these two have heard about the Lord. But more than an hour with Jesus explaining to them, walk with Jesus, they could not recognize this is Jesus. And they could not have no joy in them. after the explanation. Why? Because their mind is still in darkness, and they were slow to believe in those things. Your life and mine is the same way. Many of us have lived in a life without hope, always fearful for anything that happens. Maybe we are in the place, the time that many events, we are in a pandemic happening here, and many the Christians, because of fearful, because of this pandemic, they have no peace in life. Dear congregation, our faith in the Lord is something to experience into our home. So when we heard of the word of God, that without understanding, we will not have hope. They continue to always in a fearful, and then the word of God has no impact in them, and our faith is useless. The third thing, we are next to him but not in him. Verse 28, but they urged him strongly, stay with us. Jesus continued on as if he were going first. This is the place they plan to come. They want to come to this town, and the place they want is the place they want to stay. But maybe they feel Jesus continue to walk on. Verse 29, stay with us, they urge. Our translation, they ask him, urge him. Why must they ask him like that, urge him like that? Please, sir, stay with us, for it is nearly evening. Because this person explained very interesting facts about the scripture. Because he clearly explained the scripture very clearly from Moses to prophets. So clearly, so in their attitude, they want to need to hear. Because they want to continue to hear. That's so why they urge him to stay with them. Let's think. When they walk together, the three of them walk in the same direction. Maybe it's getting dark. They could not see that the person was Jesus. But in the house, the lights have been lit because the darkness falls. One into the house. Is it now walking along, or they are facing the face, the person with this person that they don't know? When they are, they could not recognize even their faith. They could not recognize this is Jesus. There is something that prevents them from recognizing Jesus there. What they have talked about, what they have heard in verse 16, their eyes were covered. There is a condition that the Christian can go to the church that would not recognize God. It's a condition that caused the Christian to hear us that does not recognize. Why? But there is something that prevents them, that let us not see the truth or recognize it. Now they are sitting in front of Jesus, that still they could not recognize him, that Jesus has raised from the dead and are among them. They have Jesus next to them, but they don't have Jesus inside of them. Many Christians' lives, maybe we may see Jesus in our life, but we don't have Jesus in our heart or our soul. Jesus still become a stranger in our life. And this is a dangerous thing, like, because if we only next to Jesus and without Jesus in us, that is dangerous. In Genesis chapter 5, they call upon the Lord from Seth, and the people start to call upon the Lord. In Genesis chapter 5, there are two situations with all the forefathers, the seventh forefathers. Enoch was said to walk with the Lord. What's the difference between that person who walked with the Lord compared to all who call on the Lord. The other person call on the Lord because they suffer so much. The earth was cursed. They could not work the field to have enough to eat. So they call on the Lord. So they call on the Lord because of their food. But Enoch worshiped the Lord because a message the Lord has given to Enoch. That is, if the Lord is, if they are not with the Lord, they will be destroyed. So the Enoch has walked with the Lord. And the different, and the 10th generation is Noah. Noah walked with the Lord. With the whole world is lived apart from God. The destiny of Enoch, that he lived, you know, above, that he did not see death. Noah said he built a boat and saved his family. 8 persons in that ark. And from there, that is where the whole people of the earth was from. All have perished except Noah and Enoch. Noah survived the flood, but everybody was destroyed by the flood. So we see that in next to the God, but and there is a difference between next to Jesus and in Jesus. Jesus is calling us to be in him, not next to him. So that we have to determine that our life, our faith today, is it with a connection with the Lord so that we are in Christ or not? There is a connection to make us to be close to Jesus. When we are in the family within our house, is rich or poor, and that they will receive the blessing or not from that house. So when we in Christ, we will die with Jesus, but we also live with Jesus. But that is not experienced by many Christians. And this is something Jesus is called us to faith. We have to faith to live in Christ. There is a connection, a personal question that someone to have faith in. And this is Jesus has done to change these two persons. In verse 30, and they sit and die. He took the bread and broke and gave thanks. And this is a strange thing. Where is this house? Who is this house? Oh, the one of these two persons. Accordingly, who is the owner to break bread? The owner of the house. Jesus is playing an owner of this house. He was just a guest who is broken the bread. Jesus did. This is the key that opened their eyes. Jesus must become the owner of our lives. Jesus must become the owner in our house. And our spiritual eyes could be opened. And the scripture says when they were, he took thanks and broke bread. And at that time, their eyes were open. The Lord has acted as though he was the owner of the house. And only when we let Jesus to be our owner of our life, the owner of our family, the owner in the church of Jesus, then our spiritual eye can be open. Our eyes will be open. What we have heard, not only heard, but understand. And if we heard about Jesus, not only with hearing, we directly have a relationship with Christ. We are not next to him, but we are in him. In the translation, their eyes were open. That means their eyes were opened by someone. And this was in a passive tense or a passive. They could not open their eyes themselves, but their eyes were opened by an external force. Who opened their eyes? That's Jesus. That spiritual eyes is open. It's something we can't do for ourselves. It is something God must act for us. When He become the owner of our life. In our life. That's the only time that their spiritual eyes should be open. A few translators said, suddenly their eyes were open. And here, their eyes was open. That means they could not control themselves for this. It happened outside of their understanding, outside their plan. Why? Because Jesus did that for them. There's a person named Bob Eden. He was blind for 51 years. And throughout this 51 years, was living in blindness. The world was a black hole with some sounds and smells that he can feel, experience only. And 5 decades like that, he was in Europe until one day he saw a surgeon and that eyes were healed, finally got healed. When he opened his society was restored, he found that everything was wonderful. He said, I've never have dreamed that yellow is so yellow. There is nothing to describe the yellowness of a yellow. And he explained, I don't have the words. I am amazed. My red is my favorite color, my color. The yellow is yellow, but I love the color red. I just can't believe red. I can see the shape of the moon. I like to see the star, very wonderful. When an airplane and seeing the airplane flying across the sky, leaving a vapor trail, what have seen, he described. What he could see, he said, oh, it is very old. Everything in this world is so wonderful. Everything is so wonderful. We have the eyes. That's how this word describes the world around us. Would we say that's a wonderful world? Or our eyes are so close that we only see sadness when only our eyes, spiritual eye could open, we can see the value. Everything is so wonderful. Our spiritual life is the same. When only our eyes, spiritual eye was open, we could see our faith is a wonderful faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. What we see with these two, the scripture says, when their eyes were open, they recognized him. But Jesus disappeared from their sight. They were waiting. Now, when they see Jesus, they recognize Jesus, Jesus disappeared. What happened? Their life has changed. Their heart has changed. Their heart has been changed. Their soul has been changed. Before our rabbi, our teacher, now they call Jesus rabbi. That is the title that has been called Jesus before. But now, throughout this, say you, Mr., until their eyes were open, now this is, they recognize this is their rabbi. A person with the eyes were open must recognize Jesus is our savior. There is no other thing. Nothing else can change our life. And they said, before we were talking and explained the scripture, they were understanding the word, but throughout this traveling, they could not understand it. But now, when their spiritual eyes were open, they understand the scripture. Now, we understand the scripture. If your spiritual eyes were not open, we could not come here each week we come here, but we don't understand the word of God. Until our spiritual eyes can open, that we understand the word of God has value on our life. Now they talk to each other. We were not burning inside. They have something inside. They desire that they want to share with others. And immediately they stood up and returned at once to Jerusalem. We do not know what their traveling has a purpose. When their spiritual eyes were open, their sadness is gone. Now, immediately, they left Emmaus and returned to Jerusalem and told everybody, it is true, the Lord has risen and appeared. Now, there is a sudden change in their life, completely different. Now, they are apostle before Christ. They also the apostle right now. But before, they were sad. They lived without hope. But after their spiritual eyes were opened, they live in hope. They don't need Jesus next to him. Why? Because Jesus is inside their heart. So that your life and mine, may God help us so that our spiritual eye could reopen. We put faith in the Lord, maybe just like Job. Before, we only heard about the Lord. We heard about preaching, studying the Bible, but only to hear about. But now, the spiritual eyes have been opened. Now, our personal has a personal relationship with the Lord. So that I feel myself, that's why myself, because I had been proud before that I was some good from serving from my understanding before. Dear Lord, I despise myself of all those. I repent of all those. May God help us for you and me to truly have the oath. Our spiritual eyes open. The apostle, their spiritual eyes will open because God, Jesus took the bread, gave thanks, and broke and gave it to them. What this meal reminds us here, this morning is the first Sunday of the month. We will have communion. Communion has been established by our Lord Jesus Christ. And today we receive the cup and bread right next to where you sit to represent the body and blood of Christ. And I'm wishing that when we receive the cup and bread, our spiritual eyes could be open so we know the one that we put our faith in. And our life is no longer in fear, in sadness, in desperation, that we live without hope. Our God is a living God. Our Jesus that we believe has been raised from the dead. And so if our life is still in sadness, it's a life very passive. Examine our own life. Has our spiritual eyes been opened by the Lord? May God bless each one of you. Let's stand. We'll read the key verse before we receive communion. Let's all read together. My ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you. Therefore, I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes. Dear our loving Father, we thank you, the Lord Jesus Christ, because you have come to change our life. Maybe many years we walk with God, but our life has not changed, Lord. Just like all around us, living in fear, things that come to us that we do not expect. We are waiting for some kind of a salvation among this world instead of that we trust in the Lord. May you, Lord, this morning, the time that we receive communion to represent your body and blood. So we can be changed by that. Our spiritual eyes could be open and our life could be changed. To express our joy in our life. Express our hope that we do use our mind or our understanding to understand. But we walk with you in faith that will be pleasing to you. This is not by our own effort, but by our faith to examine our heart. May you help us to be worthy to receive this cup and bread. May the word of God guide us, enlighten us, to cause our life to become changed, to live and express the love of God for others. We thank you, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.